Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, my friends, to Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley. It is so awesome. Full of gratitude to be able to record another podcast today for you. Let's dive right into it. I'm looking at a slide right now on my computer. I'm putting together a presentation for Saturday in the great state of Texas, speaking at an event there. And, you know, some people have reached out. Hey, where are you speaking? It's a private event. Promoter brings me in several times a year to spread the Everyday Saturday gospel, if you will. So, location and all that stuff, I would gladly give it to you, but you would have had to bought the ticket a year ago, and it's a private event. So, what I was talking about with this one slide I'm looking at, I want to share with you, though. It's a photo of when I traveled to New York City in May for my niece's graduation from high school. I flew into Newark, and I've got a picture right now on my computer on a PowerPoint slide of the subway train. I guess it really wasn't a subway. You don't even care. It's just, why would I even talk about it? It doesn't matter. It's a train. Took a train from Newark Airport into the city, into New York, into Manhattan, and then grabbed the cab, went to my sister's place. But anyway, so I jumped on the train at Newark Airport, and we went a little while, maybe, maybe went a few miles, and we stopped. I didn't panic. It's not like I didn't know that we weren't going to pause for a little bit, you know, and be stationary before the train picked back up again. And we continued on our way towards Manhattan, you know, and down to Penn Station. So train picks up, goes again, and we stop. And then sitting there, like, no big deal, right? So I say this to you. I don't know if you're able to draw the analogy right away, but let me show you where I'm going with this thing is, a lot of times, especially in business, you know, we've got momentum and then things kind of pause, you know, and people freak out. They're like, oh my God, I'm not gonna be able to pay my bills. Business stop. Business is down. The sky's falling. No, no, you just stop. I mean, the business train just decided to stop for a day or two, a week, whatever it is. And the more you're on trains like that, you understand that things like that are going to, it's not always going to be up, 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 up. Maybe a plateau. And there's reasons that you plateau. Could be a million different ones. Doesn't really matter. What matters is you know that you're still moving forward. It's going to pick back up. You know the direction you're going. Why freak out? You know, why have anxiety because things just happen to pause? Maybe in your weight gain. You know, a lot of people, especially this time of year, they want to lose weight. You know, so they stare at that scale and stare at that scale, and you start at a certain weight, maybe 150 pounds, and you want to get down to 130 pounds, and you go 150 to 140, and then 141. Oh my God, what happened? You know where you're going. Things like that happen. You know you're still going to lose the weight. You know it's going to melt off. You know you're going to look amazing. So why freak out? If you're doing everything right, you know, if you're using that weight example, if you're eating good and you're not putting bad things into your body and you're exercising and you're following this routine and you've created this winning habit, why would you worry? Why have any anxiety? The train stopped for a day. No big deal. Pick it back up tomorrow. And as I'm looking at this slide, I'm going to talk to people about that, you know, especially when you're an entrepreneur and you're building something out. But it could apply to anything in business, whether you're in sales. If you've ever been in sales, you've had really good months. Maybe you're a real estate agent, insurance agent, something like that. Selling software, it doesn't matter. But when you're in sales, you've had some really big days, you know. Maybe big weeks or big months. And then the next month, crickets. You know, the train stop for a few weeks. No big deal. You know you're still on your way to greatness. Don't worry about it. You know, don't spend, when those times when you're plateauing and when things aren't going exactly how you want them to go, spend that time creating. Get in a creative mode, you know, especially in your business. When I have times in my business where my calendar isn't full with clients and I don't have coaching calls, I'm not traveling, I'm not speaking, I spend that time creating. I spend more time emailing my list, posting on social media, finding inspirational topics to share, podcasting a little bit more than usual, creating some Facebook lives, whatever I would not normally be able to do if I had a busy schedule where maybe sales were higher at that particular time. I spend that time creating. So that's what I want to challenge you to do, is to spend that time getting more in a creative mode. Because what's more fun, in your opinion? Would you agree with this statement that it's way more fun to create than it is to maintain? Whether you're trying to maintain your weight, trying to maintain business, maintain relationships, what about going out and creating new relationships that will replace those ones that are a little stale? You know, let me let you in on another little secret, my friend. This doesn't exactly have any correlation with that train. It's just something I'm led to share with you right now. The biggest challenge you're going to have, one of the biggest challenges you're going to have when you decide to go for your dream, because you're going to change. You're going to change your mindset. You're going to change your habits. And ultimately, you're going to change. And people will not like that. You know, people in your inner circle, your sphere of influence, they're not going to like that. They're going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to be clunky for them. They're going to look at you and be like, "You're changed, man. You've changed. My God, I don't even know. What are you doing?" And my response to that is always, "Do you really think I've worked this hard on myself to stay the same?" You know, and it sounds arrogant. I get it. You don't have to say it that way. And I don't say that to everybody, but I say it to people because it's funny, man. Well, I don't know if you found this, but have you found when you decide to play bigger in life and whatever that means to you? But I have found that people have no problem sharing their opinion with you. You know what I mean? Like I just described. But if you dare to defend your dream and defend yourself and you share that back to them, they get offended. Like, "Oh, what a jerk you." And I think that's, again, there's a lot of psychology involved in that, way too much for this episode to talk about. But I will say this, when you make that decision to play bigger and take your game to another level, you're going to alienate people who are uncomfortable with that, uncomfortable with the new you. But you have got to always force yourself to make decisions and create habits that allow you to play bigger. Because can you imagine staying in that train and never moving again? Like, that train's going to stop at some point in your life. You know, at the end, we all have an expiration date on our life, okay? That train's going to arrive at the station. And when it arrives at the station, do you want to get off that train and say, "I played full out. I did the best I could. I wasn't perfect. You know, I didn't make all the great, best decisions I could have made. That's okay. I know that I did what I wanted to do, at least what I tried to do. I tried to treat people well. If you have family and spouse, to try to be a good parent, good spouse. But ultimately, you tried to add value, and you didn't settle. Because when the train finally ends and it gets to the station, you look back. Are you going to have regret? Or are you going to say, "You know, I did it, man. Again, it wasn't perfect. I didn't go skydiving in, you know, some other region of the world. Nothing that crazy. You know, I'm not going to be able to say that. I didn't go bungee cord jumping in, you know, some falls, some like Niagara Falls. What's the falls? I see people bungee jumping in Africa, you know. Always looks so cool. I wouldn't do it. But the huge, is it Victoria Falls? I don't know. Way off the beaten path. What I'm saying is you don't have to do that. What about launching your message? What about getting your movement going and just starting now? Even if you were to only impact one person next month, that train's moving. Because the following month, the train's going to stop. Pick up some more people on your way to greatness, on your way to Saturday. That Saturday train, man, it is a locomotive. When you get momentum going, it's impossible to pull the engine off that baby. I mean, it is, you know? I don't even know if a train sounds like that. But you got to get moving, man. And when we left that the station at the Newark Airport, we were headed towards Manhattan, that train started really slow. Like, it was like, it's like, come on, man, let's get moving. But once we got momentum, I mean, that thing was like a bullet train, you know, heading towards the city. And that's ultimately what I want you to do. I want you to pick up steam, pick up more people with your movement. I would love to help you do it. Get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. I'll show you exactly how to do it. Don't settle. Don't be like most people and think, I can't because, and fill in the blank, which is a lame excuse. You can. You absolutely can. You don't need to know everything. You just got to get the train moving, and it will start moving faster, faster. It's going to stop, pick up some people, rest a little bit. No big deal. Not a big deal. Don't freak out. I'm looking at this slide. I can't wait to share this message this weekend with the people in the room. And I think it's going to resonate with them. I hope it resonated with you because you ultimately are the tribe that I'm building. You know, the individuals out there who just, you want to look up at the clock at the end of the day and say, man, I got to stop doing what I'm doing. I love this. I love my life. All right, let's get after it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.